Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. You see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes at niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulls us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga.
It's the streets that talk, it's sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. Hey, listen, it's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T-Row, and we got ICE tonight. OG the Buff, Styles the God. They make up the rest of the Dream Team. It's Women's History Month. And, oh, did I forget to tell you? We're in the building, baby, with the deal, Dream Team.
What's up, Dream Team?
Yes, sir. What is that?
March Madness.
Oh.
March Madness in my house. March Madness.
Yes, sir. What it do, Dream Team? We in the building.
Hey,
man.
Stuff is getting hot over there in the West. Okay.
I knew you
had to throw that in there.
Motherfucker. he ain't playing, but they trying to make it for him.
Man, we got a lot on the marquee today. NFL, NBA, of course, March Madness. But let's get to it. The NFL, they had till March 7th, which was yesterday, to put the franchise tag on some guys. And the noticeable franchise tag was on Lamar Jackson. And it was a non-exclusive franchise tag, which means that he can negotiate with other teams under the tag. The Ravens can match the deal or take two first-round picks if Jackson decides to sign an offer sheet with another team. And I'm going to start with you first, ICE. What do you think about this move and the relationship with the Ravens and Lamar Jackson? Will they get a deal done, or is this the sign of an exit for Lamar Jackson?
First of all, disrespectful. 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 That's all I can say, man. And if I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm like, man, I know he's his own agent, and right now he's not doing a good job as an agent. So, that being said, the same day, Damon Jones got $190 million, $82 million guaranteed, and this guy can't get a deal. He got to get a franchise tag for $32 million. So, I know he's like, man, this is disrespectful, and I don't know if the owner's in cahoots with it. Right now, if I'm him, I might sit out, man. I don't know. I might sit out. This is crazy, man.
Great.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. This is crazy, man.
Now,
Lamar Jackson. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Disrespectful, man. Disrespectful. I can really go in, but I don't know if what the owners are thinking. But I know he's worth at least guaranteed at least $190 million. He gotta get more than Kyle Bowler. Kyle Murray. So I don't know what's going on down there, man. You might have to get a new agent, man. You might have to get somebody to go over there and talk to him. Because right now, it's not working out.
All right. I see. Fire.
What you think, too, is it? Yeah, you got to get somebody there to help him out.
You got to get somebody that wear gaiters, not somebody that wear cleats all the time. You know what I mean? Somebody to come in that boy with a suit, with a tie, cufflinks. You know what I mean? You need one of them boys who got that swift tongue, Mr. Lamar Jackson. Am I surprised? No, because are you surprised? Man, Ozzie Newsome and the Baltimore Ravens have been playing this game for at least 2 years before we even got to March 7th. These guys have had a whole lot of time to sign the second most active quarterback in the league. Besides your boy, Mr. Billy is not a young fella that has an MVP up under his belt. You let him go, Baltimore, and you will see what you have lost. It's that old saying, you don't realize what you got until it's gone. Boy, when he gone, it's going to hurt. Because you know what's going to happen, fellas. He going to stay in the AFC, and he going to torture the hell out of Baltimore. If not two games, definitely for three wins after seeing him in the playoffs, it's not going to be good at all. So what I'm going to say, Ozzie Newsome, why? Why are y'all treating that boy like this when you know what you got in your backyard? You just going to let him walk out. Boy, I tell you, I don't know what be happening, but ICE, I'm like you. If he don't get paid more than Kyler Murray, Derek Carr, and all the rest of these quarterbacks who done got a check without even getting an MVP, a regular season MVP. And that, something. that something's in the water, man. But come on, Big Brother Boo. I know you've been waiting on this one. I can't wait to see what you got in your cup. But, hey, man, one last thing. Why? Why did it have to be Lamar? That's all I want to know. Come on, Big Brother Boo. Why they franchise your boy like that?
Well, it's a couple things. Number one, again, it reminds me of the Colin Kaepernick situation when all the owners got into cahoots when they said make sure nobody picks Colin Kaepernick up when they knew that he was better than some of those quarterbacks that were playing. That's number one. Number two, guaranteed total money from the top six quarterbacks. Just Deshaun Watson, $230 million. Kyler Murray, $189 million. Russell Wilson, $165 million. Aaron Rodgers, $150 million. Josh Allen, $150 million. Mahomes, $141 million. Now I'm about to break it down to you as far as per year. Per year, Aaron Rodgers is one. Russell Wilson is two. Kyler Murray is three. Rodgers with $50 million. Russell with $48 million. Kyler Murray, $46 million. Watson, $46 million. I can go on. Mahomes,
wow.
He's fifth on the list with 45. I can see there. But Russell and Kyler, I don't know. Now, we can say that Cleveland, you know, swung at the fence, and you know, that was unprecedented what they did just to try to save something or whatever. But it's not Lamar Jackson's fault that these owners made that dumb mistake as they thought they did, and he can't see what he deserves looking at the market. Daniel Jones just got a contract. He's guaranteed per year $40 million. Dak Prescott, $40 million. And let me remind you, none of these guys with Derek Carr, Matt Stafford, Dak Daniels, Josh Allen, Dozen and Watson, Kyler Murray, they don't have MVP. Now, on the flip side of that, you can say 4 out of 5 years you've been a starter, you're 1-3 in the playoffs. You got an MVP, but the last 2 years you've missed the six games of the end of the season 2 years in a row. See, we can play devil's advocate with this thing. But at the end of the day, they still pay Lamar Jackson. I'm not going to get too winded on that, but I just wanted to give you some guys out in the world, some numbers, and the unjustification that's coming up about this. And it reminds me of a Colin Kaepernick situation because they put him under the non-exclusive franchise. And they want him to go see what you got. Go see what you can get. And with that being said, those owners aren't going to – they're all going to have the same number that the Baltimore Ravens secretly going to tell them what they put out there, and he's going to have no choice. So he's stuck between a rock and a hard spot right now. Before we go to the break, because we're going to still talk about NFL when we get back, but we can fit one more thing real quick. Good move or bad move by the Saints? Derek Carr to the Saints. What do you think about that move, T-Row, really quick before we get to the break?
I told you what was going to happen last Wednesday. You asked me what was the fit. I told you exactly where he was going. You have to remember, there's a coach over in New Orleans that he played with and he's familiar with. All these places that these quarterbacks are going, somebody they done already been coached by. So that's how you get in where you fit in, a.k.a. Lamar Jackson. So, yeah, I wasn't thinking anything different. I didn't think he had anywhere else to go. I knew he wasn't going to the Jets. Come on, ICE. Good move or bad move
with
Derek Carr in the
fight? Y'all paid. I have to ask. Hey, last week you were right, and I was wrong. I didn't think he would go. I thought Jameis Winston had a chance, but I didn't know that the coach had drafted him when he first came in. So I didn't know that, and I didn't know he was that much better to get $150 million, okay? $82 million guaranteed?
Yes.
$88 million. Yeah, so hey man, white privilege around here, brother.
money.
Street. And listen to this.
Shout out to my man Trizzy Trey. He loved the Las Vegas Raiders. He don't care if they the Sandlot Raiders. He loves the Raiders. Him and Rusky, they both on the line. Shout out to them. And listen to this.
Oh, my brother.
Yeah, they on the line. I think it was a great move, a boss move, because just look at the division. I think it gives them a one-up at this time before the draft and other free agents at this time. It puts them ahead a little bit. They're getting a little long in the tooth with the defense. But with Derek Carr, Olave, Michael Thomas may be back. Kamara, if he beats this assault charge, Saints could be marching in. That being said, this is a shot. Hey, I gotta put this out there, man, for my guy Lamar Jackson. I know you want that cream, man. So I'm gonna put this cream out there. Shout out to all the listeners, Baby Siegel. I see you, Baby Siegel. T Rizzy, ICE. Shout out to my man Rusky, T Rizzy. Down there in AZ, man. When we come back, we're going to talk more NFL. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. Is Brady coming out of retirement? Please let us know, man. And we got some NBA news as well. And don't forget, world, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Three, two,
it's the streets of talk, the sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Of course, we bring it from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, Del Boogie. We got C-Row, ICE. We make up the Dream Team along with OG the Buck and Styles the God. They're not on tonight, but that makes up the Dream Team. We've been talking Lamar Jackson, little NFL news, Derek Carr. Real quick, yes or no, do you think Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay? I'm going to start with you first, T. Rizzy, before we move on to NBA.
Oh, no. He will follow Brett Favre's steps. He will wear every uniform that Brett Favre wants. He has the book. He already know what it's supposed to be. So, yeah, he going to the Jets, and then next thing you know, he'll be wearing purple. He'll be in Minnesota. He going to be somewhere where it's cold. Wherever Brett Favre went, that's where you're going to see Aaron Rodgers. That's what I believe. The Jets first this time.
Great.
Come on with it, I see. He's going to the Jets, so he's going back to the Pack.
Hey, man, if you have to go to a retreat for 4 days, man, and you're in the dark, okay, for 4 days, man, you're not going back to Green Bay. You'll be the biggest thing that Derek Jeter in fucking New York City, okay? You'll be the biggest thing in New York, okay? This will be some Joe Namath stuff right here, man, okay? Okay, so they're going to dig in the crate. Right now, they got the team, the receivers. Hey, man, if you have to go and think like that, man, like, hey, man, I think, hey, man, you can go down there and you probably can win a Super Bowl. It's going to be tough in the AFC,
hell
though.
No.
I'm saying, though, but, hey, this is still Aaron Rodgers now, okay? This is still Aaron Rodgers now. So, in four days, man, I don't know what he did in 4 days, man, but I know he's stronger. I know his mind is right. And if you go to New York, man, I'm trying to hear own the city, man, if you win the Super Bowl, okay? Pat Mahomes can't win all the time, okay? The streets is talking.
No, he can't. Come on, big brother, boo. Hey, where are you going? Wait, let me ask you this. You coming back to Green Bay? Will y'all open arms to Mr. Aaron Rodgers if he decides to come on back?
See, Rizzy, and I see just me being a Packers fan, and you kind of hinted on it a little bit, Ro. I've seen this movie before. I'm not surprised. I'm just going to wait and see who's up under center and cheer them on. I don't care who's the quarterback. Long as he winning me games. See, I don't go have drinks with these guys, so I don't get so too personal with them.
Boy, right.
Even though they've been in my uniform for a long time, but I have to take that approach so I won't get my heart doesn't melt if a guy gets traded or leaves. I can't do it.
Oh, man.
So,
is it going
to
hurt like when Brett Favre left?
Again, we'll see, because we didn't know Aaron Rodgers was going to turn out like that. We'll see what happens with Jordan Love. Next, let's get to the NBA. We hit it on it last week. The situation with Ja Morant waving his gun around inside the club. Been indefinitely suspended. What advice or what do you think is, you know, again, we talked about it last week. What do you think moving forward? It's the best move. He's apologized. Do you think it's sincere? He said he's going to seek out some help. I'm just going to start with you first, T. Rizzy. Do you think Ja Morant is going to be able to bounce back from this and be that superstar that we want him to be?
Yeah, of course. You know, one bad move doesn't make you the person that got you in trouble. Okay, some of us have personal experience where you, of course, are in the atmosphere, in the environment, but when it's all said and done, somehow, some way, your name will be part of the conversation as if you really participated in an act, okay? Ja Morant, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this very clear. He did this to himself. It wasn't anybody else who, quote unquote, threw him under the bus, if you want to say it like that. But when you dumb enough to be in the club and, you know, I ain't going to say dumb enough, but when you just not paying attention to what you're really doing. Yeah, dumb enough. Okay, dumb enough.
He was dumb.
Yeah, you have to pay the price for it. Yeah, so getting help, apologizing. You know, we all know that when you get to this level, there are people who have certain things already written out for you when situations like this occur. John Moran is lucky that he don't play in the NFL. Because, boy, Roger Goodell has fun with this. I don't know what's up with my man, Mr. Adam Silver, just yet. But, you know, he doing his thing. He doing his thing. He just probably more undercover than he is on top of the covers. You know what I mean? So, he'll be able to bounce back. Just speaking off personal experience, you know, everything ain't always how you want it or how you plan it to be. You know what I mean? So when you make a mistake, you have to go, you know, it's in the cards. You have to do it. So John Moran is going to be just fine. I hope he takes it very serious about the help that's needed. A lot of people don't see it as help, but, you know, when you're having fun like that and you think that, you know, nobody's watching or looking, there's always somebody watching and looking. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, he did it to himself. We wouldn't be talking about John Morant if he wouldn't have never recorded himself. Okay? So he gonna be all right. But yeah, when he's coming back, that's what I wanna know. But yeah, Street, come on, ICE. Was he? You think he gonna be all right? You think he gonna be able to come back, or you think this is it? It's just a bad time for him.
First of all, he's a dummy. Okay, but he's gonna come back. I mean, it's a little bump in the road, man. He's the first mega superstar to ever have something like this happen. You know, AI was, you know, he was wild back in the. In the, you know, 90s, 2000s. It was a little wild, but, you know, he wasn't flashy like that, man, flashing guns, going gangbanging. You know, so I was very disappointed in that right there. And, you know, from a family standpoint, you know, you got sisters, you know, sister going to college, you know what I'm saying? It's embarrassing, though. But he young, and since, you know, they've been, you know, talking to lately, you know, the last 2 months, you know, since he made that comment about one team we want to see is Boston. I think they went on they 8-20 something, man, 21, and lost 14 games on the road. Was on a 10 game losing streak. So, hey man, they put a spit in his mouth, man, and things are going bad. You know, from Brooks, you know, to some every 2 weeks with him. You know, so. I don't think, you know, they went from the second-best team to favorites to win a championship to around about, you know, fourth or fifth best team right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they're going to be the same, but I think he's going to play, get through this year, and he's still be the superstar. He got too much money out there. He signed a big-time shoe contract. He got drinks out here. He got everything going on right here. He's going to be the next superstar. He's going to be the face of the NBA. He still got a chance. You know, it wasn't nothing, you know, okay, but, you know, so you got to get it together, man. And I hope his father, everybody been talking about his father, trying to chastise, tell his father, I know that's his son. And, hey, he know. He probably ain't told him plenty of times. So either he just dumb or, you know, he just don't want to. He got a beautiful family, you know what I'm saying? So that's on him, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully right here is the final point, you know, from moving forward, because it was a big hit on him, but he's still a superstar, and he can be the face of the NBA. It's just a learning experience, just like Allen Iverson had it, you know, Kobe had it, you know, on the rape case, all these young superstars, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a little bump in the road. He'll be fine, though, man. So what you think, El Boogie? I know you got something sweet to tell me.
Number one, again, I think his dad became a fan. I think his dad became his friend. And you can still, at that age, you can be his friend, but you can also still dad. And when you see him spiral, you go to all the games, you got a house, they, you know, reportedly your house is next to his house. So you're seeing activity, what's going on. My thing is, and I know this is the first thing cover, well, he's just young, maybe 23. Don't hit me with that. Because guys enter the league at 19 years old, and after 4 years, are they still young? I'm just asking, are they still young? You know what I mean? So, you know, and this is another thing that a lot of guys don't get twisted. When you're the dad and your son is now that guy, I don't give a damn. I'm still dad. I don't care how much money you got. I'm still your father. And you should always respect that. And that's the reason why you are where you are. So I think that's what, again, he got caught up. Oh, my son, he became a fan. He got the free champagne bottles and the Ace of Spades and get to kick it with Usher and Jay-Z and all that. And all of a sudden now, oh, my goodness, I got caught up in the life. Jai got me on. I got caught up in the life. Speaking of father and son, I just want to ask you guys. It was a tweet made by LeBron James saying he was watching the league pass, and he said right now that his son is better than some of these NBA players. What do you think about that? I'm going to start with you first, T-Row.
Sometimes, man, people be put – is it billboard material everywhere for people? What is going on, man?
Hey, boo me. You know who I just ran into? I'm at Julia. Okay, let me walk into the building real quick. Excuse me for a second. But, hey, big brother, boo me. Let me go find this man for you real quick. Guess who I just saw? Keith Baker.
Mr. Baker?
I'm at the game. Watch this, fellas. Watch this. Watch this. Yep. Y'all hear that? March Madness, baby. At Junior's game, we are 44-31.
You hear this? On the radio, live and direct.
Where did KB go?
Yeah.
Damn, KB moved like
silence.
And
but give us the tape. Okay, Roby. Hey, Ro, give us the tape before we let you go.
Hey, actually, go with it. I'll be right back.
Okay. I see. What do you think about that tape, man?
Man, that's the God dog, man. Oh, my goodness, man. Why you put that blood under that pressure like that? Okay. And he didn't get, he ain't got better, man, but you didn't put too much pressure on him, man, already. I think that should be the last tweet you should tweet about him, you know, anything, you know what I'm saying? And he had a bad game yesterday in the state championship game because wasn't like Khalid Williams going to Duke. He embarrassed that boy, went from 31. I watched the game today.
And Massachusetts.
Yeah, he went up. LeBron had like 10 points, dude had 31, and I don't even think he got invited to the McDonald's All-America. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, he got invited. You know, he got invited to the McDonald's game.
And okay.
Some guys are really mad about that because he did.
No, I know he got. I'm talking about the guy he played against yesterday, the other guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he did. No, he did not.
He did. That's what I'm saying. And he was letting you know, he was mad that he didn't get, you know, to the McDonald's automatic. So he just proved right then and there. So that's pressure right there, you know. So I think this should be his last tweet about his son. Let him just play his game, man. Let it flow. And stay out of his business, man, because, you know, you ain't LeBron James. Okay, there's only one LeBron James coming out of high school, baby, ever, you know what I'm saying? So don't put no pressure on him, man. In the McDonald's All-American game, you want to see, you know, he's a one-on-one type of guy. I think he's an NBA player because of his one-on-one game and his passing skills and his athletic ability, and he can shoot, you know. But I don't think he has the same mentality as LeBron James, though. And just don't put no pressure on him, though, man. I think he's going to be a solid player, better than all the great players that come, superstars, the son that came out, you know. So he's not going to be an all-star, I don't think. I think he's good enough to be a solid player in the NBA because I know he played against his daddy and all these NBA guys all the time, and they play hard on him. You know, I already know that. So I think he can get through that. But stop, just leave the pressure. Take it off of him, man. Jesus Christ. I know you got something to say, L Boogie. I know you do.
I'm going to say this. The first thing I'm going to say is LeBron James, stop writing checks that your son can't cash. That's number one. Number two, it's okay when LeBron James says that NBA players are trash and this and that. But if one of us say it, it's, oh, man, them guys are bust somebody's ass in your local rec. Exactly. And now I'm thinking, when you think about it, if he's better than some guys right now, then take one of them guys that's the 15th guy on the bench and let him play high school basketball against some seniors and see how that goes.
And I understand that, L Boogie. I understand that, but I do get it. He shouldn't have said that, but I watch all the games all the time. I got the package. I watch all the games. And there's some talented kids out here, man. You know, but some players, you know, shouldn't be in the league. You know what I'm saying? But that's just the last guys, the bench guys. You know, it's a lot of good players. Oklahoma's starting five is nice. I watched that game yesterday. I mean, it's some skilled players, man, in the NBA today, man. It is, man. But I think his son is better than Dwyane Wade's son by far. But I think there's a couple guys he might be better. This is like one or two. But, you know, but that's his daddy. That, you know, you probably say the same thing.
No, I'm gonna say this. I don't want to sound right now today. Because you never know. We didn't know about Markelle Fultz. Who knew? He wasn't even a McDonald's American. So, you know, I'm not going to say that. But right now, LeBron James' son couldn't even touch the surface of an NBA court. He doesn't even stand out in a high school basketball game consistently. So how could he be on an NBA court? This is what kills me about this. How can LeBron James' son be compared to guys like Tim Hardaway Jr.'s son, who was in the All-American, played in the NCAA championship game? Imani Bates, with the number one player in the country, went to Memphis, couldn't handle it, and then went to Eastern Michigan. And you want to sit here and tell me that this kid, LeBron James' son, can right now sit on an NBA bench? No way. Let's, in your words, stop it. Who is he going to guard? Could he guard Corey Joseph for the Detroit Pistons? He could barely guard the guy who he played against last night. I'm not on, and I don't want to think that the world think that I'm bashing LeBron James' son. I'm just saying he put it in the present tense. We're not talking 2 years from now. Who knows? But I want people to understand, stop comparing this kid like he's this and that. It was a guy named Austin Rivers, the number one player in the country, went to Duke. He's a journeyman. We're not saying he can't play on somebody's team, but stop thinking he's going to be an impact player in the NBA. Who knows if he's going to make it? He can't even beat these guys who you never heard of playing high school ball. And I know we all want to big up our sons. We all want to big up our people. I understand that. We all want to do that. But at the same time, let's not get it twisted. Do not. Again,
do not think that the kid that you see on clips, this is what I don't like too. They had these clips, and they just show the clips. They don't show the whole game what a kid has done. They just show it the clips. They don't show if he got toasted. They don't show if he had a real good game. They just show 6 points, and it might be the only 6 he had of the game, but he the best. Last but not least on our NBA, ICE, really quick, you got some teams right now that's sitting in that top 6 spot in the East or West. Who do you think, just to say the West because it's so jumbled up, who's in the 6 spot now is going to be fighting that you think that's going to be on the outside looking in?
Man, this is juicy like all my children. You hear me? This is juicy. The NBA is hot, man. Okay, the NBA is hot. You got Phoenix playing good now. You got Memphis going down. Denver is holding on against anybody. You got the Clippers off and on. You got Golden State. Don't know how to, can't win on the road. You got the Lakers.
I'm going to give you a stat real quick. The number 2 team behind Denver is 7.5 games back. The number 15, the number, so between 2 and 9 separates them 7 games. So I'm just asking you guys, Sacramento 2, Memphis 3. Phoenix 4, Dallas 5, Golden State 6, Minnesota 7, Clippers 8, Lakers 9, New Orleans 10. Who do you think is going to be from 8 to 10 going to be in that top 6 spot? And who do you think is going to drop out of that top 6 spot and be in the play-in come April when it's all said and done in the West?
I think Minnesota is going to drop out and might go to number 10. The Lakers going to soar to the way they're playing right now. If they keep on playing this way, they got the wicked schedule moving forward right now in the NBA. They do play Phoenix twice, though. I think they'll get to the 6th seed, and I think the Clippers, if they keep Westbrook on that team, I don't know how it's going to go right now. I think there'll be a play-in on the 7th seed, and I think Dallas will stick around and be in the a play-in. So, ooh-wee, man. And I think Utah and Portland is right there too. So man, it's 17, 15 games left. Oh man, every game counts. The Pelicans right there too. So, Minnesota is going backwards right now. So Portland might get in there. Don't be surprised if Portland get in there at the 10th seed. I'm pulling for Dame Lillard to get in there. In the one game series, I don't want to see him, man. Nobody want to see him, man. The streets is talking.
Streets, tell you what. The Lakers are sneaking in there because these other teams are fading away. And it's good to see that guys are getting hot near the end of the season. This is when you want to start watching NBA basketball, because every game means something here on out with this play-in stuff and trying to get in. Whew, you're right. Minnesota is going backwards. Clippers are going backwards. So the Lakers may sneak up in there. The Lakers going to sneak up in there. They'll be in the play-in. I'm not going to say they're going to get in that 6th spot. Not going to do that. But I will say they will get in. Just on default. After that, we'll see. We'll see how good the greatness is of Anthony Davis, and let's see if he can will those guys. We know what LeBron James is. Anthony Davis is the X factor. I want to ask you this, Ice.
before we go to break. Paul Pierce said something interesting about athletes carrying guns and things like that. What's your take on athletes carrying the guns? Good thing, bad thing? What do you think?
It's a good thing, man, but you ain't got to flash it, though. It's a good thing, but you ain't got to flash it. Everybody carrying guns. And you got millions, you ain't going to carry no guns? I don't think so. So everybody, if you're eligible to carry a gun, carry a gun. But you ain't, I believe all of them got guns on them, too. Okay? If you're walking, if you somewhere at the club, you know what I'm saying? They probably ain't walking all the time with it, but, you know, but I think it's cool. It's not a problem. But you don't go flashing around, though. That's it. You know, don't go flashing around. He's young, though.
Straight. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you, ICE. Why? And I know you want to go out and hang out. I know you want to go out and kick it. I know you want to go to these clubs. I know you do. But don't you have security for that? You're in the NBA now. Don't you have guys that Shaq had? The one guy you saw all the time who could carry a concealed weapon? You always got to have that one guy with you, don't you? Why should you put yourself in that position to carry that gun? And I'm not saying you shouldn't at times if you solo dolo, you're making a little, you know, creep move. It's understandable. But I'm starting to get perturbed by these young people in college, mostly carrying guns because of what? Because of what? I don't understand that. That's the only thing I'm going to say about that. Paul Pierce said that, but again, if you're not, what's the word I'm looking for? If you're not the person that's trying to be seen, then some things won't be seen. And that's one of them. So I think that I don't know, man. I don't think that guys should be, you know, carrying guns because ICE, what usually happens when you carry a gun on you? Don't trouble just find you. It's like a basketball in a game. It's going to find you after a while, ain't it?
Well,
so I
believe
think that's it is ICE. After 47 years, Jimmy Boeheim is stepping down at Syracuse. And my man, and I'm going to say this, ICE, my man, I went on a recruit trip. Me and my man went on a recruit trip to Syracuse. My man, Adrian Red Audrey, he's from New York, Brooklyn, in the house. Shout out to my man, Red Audrey. He's going to be the next coach next year. What do you think about Jimmy Boeheim stepping down, man? Another icon stepping down.
Hey, man, when I went to the Army in 86, man, the first person I seen at the airport, at Syracuse Airport, was Derek Coleman shooting a shooting gallery, shooting a little thing off the little, you know, shooting guns. And I was like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, oh, that's Derek Coleman. He's going, listen, man, I was down there from 86 to 90, man. Listen, I was there when Pearl Washington was there, and he was the man. We used to be at this club called Gardenas, and I became a Syracuse fan, man, from Sherm Douglas to Steve Villio. I used to see him in the club every weekend. I used to see them boys at the club. And Pearl Washington used to have about 10 brawls with him, man. I know 2 or 3. 10! Okay. But I used to go to those games, man, Alonzo Mourning and Matop. Oh, my God, man. And I love Jim Boeheim, man. And I'm glad they got one championship, man. They should have won that one in 86, man. And I went to the party, the after party there, too, man. It was Cycley, Ronnie Cycley, Howard Trish. That was my team, though. Billy Owens, you know, hey, man. Steven, oh, he was the most live. He was one of the livest dunkers ever, man. You know what I'm saying, man? He was live down there, man. I used to party down there every weekend. Every week I was down in Syracuse, man. Right there at Garganus. You heard him. You go down to Syracuse, man. But, hey, man, Jim Boeheim, sorry about that subject, but Jim Boeheim, man, I love him, man. From all the guys he recruit, man, I've been loving him from day one. I'm glad he won the championship with Melo. We should have won more, man. So it's about time to give it up anyhow, man. Him and his boy, Mike Krzyzewski, can chill now. You know what I'm saying? They boys anyhow. Jesus Christ, he's been going on for years, man. I love him, man. Streets is talking.
Streets! Jimmy B, man. When I went on my recruit trip, me and Red, he told us, go into the gift shop and get anything you want. You have 30 minutes. Man, I got so many Syracuse hats and T-shirts. I couldn't believe it. And when I got to the carrier dome, they said my name on the PA. I couldn't believe it. I was going to sign on the dotted line. You know what I mean? But that Prop 48 is a mug, ain't it? Cuz, I love Jimmy B. He always give kids from the inner city a second chance. And one thing about Jimmy B, if you didn't notice, he loved the point guard position. And the only thing I'm so glad that he's stepping down. It was time, because when are we going to start playing man-to-man? I mean, he's just the master of the 2-3, and he never came out of it. And I used to love Big Mondays when they used to play Georgetown, because both of them was kind of like, you know, got my teams, not individuals, just teams that I like. But I loved some Billy Owens. I loved some Stevie Thompson. I love some Sherman Douglas, Pearl Washington. Man, I named my friend Pearl because he Kenny Early. World don't know this guy's name, Kenny Early. He was left-handed, but his game, Pearl Washington, if you knew him, he looked like him, and that's why we called him the Pearl to this day. So, shout out to my man, Jimmy B, man. Hope you have a good remainder of your life, man. And Syracuse will continue on. Hopefully, they can get into the tournament, his last chance. So, shout out to old Jimmy B, man. We appreciate that. And when we come back, we're going to get to the callers, man. We're going to get to the callers when we get back. Make sure you fly me a kite you want to get in. 515-605-9750. And you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Dream!
Brothers love you, but this pleasure is mine. It's no pressure for us to say that I love you for now. So fuck that coffee shit, I just want us to be comfortable now. For real, who you loving, who you wanna pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from us. Chill, life hard and ex-lovers is like scars. Cause it stopped hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club with voicemails on third rings fucking me up. So I don't trust.
Why can't you agree with me for once?
I'm trying to slow up. On you, I'm gonna stay the same, yeah. I pull up on you, then put it in with patience. I'm good where we got it without no expectation. What good is the title when shawty been away, yeah. Let me illustrate ya, let my tongue repaint ya. It's already wet, have you had a brainstorm? Everywhere a nigga take you, just know to my face, girl. Modify your energy so your bank and your skin glow. Max feel, let it fly, how be up and there a lot. Just to show you I don't care, go wear it to that nigga out. We don't share our whereabouts or the gossip, the hood love. That's supreme confidence, if we good, that's good enough.
We've been on the track,
yeah,
for these months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you a chance.
It's the Streets of Talk, your sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. It's me and ICE representing the Dream Team. And if you didn't know, we're in the building, baby. We've been talking the contract, negotiation, and non-exclusive price tag they done put on Lamar Jackson's head. What do you think, world? Do you think Lamar Jackson's going to stay a Raven? Or is this going to get messy? He's going to be out of there. Again, I'm comparing this situation to Colin Kaepernick. Those owners are going to get together and come up with a number and something that the Ravens can come up with. And he's not going to get the money that he deserves. It's going to be funny. The money going to be funny, babe. We've been talking Ja Morant again. As we said, yeah, hopefully this is a learning situation. This becomes a lesson. But again, I think his father became a fan. I'm just going to ask you, world, do you think that athletes should consistently, every day in life, carry a gun? I says, yeah. I say, no. You don't see Bill Gates carrying a gun. Do you think Michael Jordan is carrying a gun? Do you think that LeBron James is carrying a gun? This is Streets of Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Make sure you let us know what you want to do when you call in, have your questions ready. And we've been talking about LeBron James. I wonder what was in his cup when he made that tweet about he think his son can play in the league. Not now, but right now, straight out of high, it's senior year in high school. Not you, LeBron. He's junior, not senior. It's the Streets. That being said, let's get into the asylum. Shout out to my man, Lil B, Rob from VA. I see you. Man, we got to bring in our dude, as always. My man P from Florida, P Funk. You in the building, baby.
We in the building, baby. What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, P Funk?
Not much, not much. All right, I'm going to just hop right into it. Obviously, with the Lamar Jackson situation, I say, El Meek, I agree somewhat with you, you know, with the owners getting together. I don't think they're setting a number and saying we don't want, you know, this number to be out. I think most of the owners are saying to themselves they don't want to set the contract, you know, for the Ravens per se. Like give them, I guess, give them like a structure to what other teams are looking at offering Lamar. But it does seem a bit fishy to where how teams just automatically came, teams that you know need quarterbacks. And, yeah, you can get you a Bryce Young. You can get you a C.J. Stroud. You feel me? Those probably the only two sure ones. But anybody telling me Anthony Richardson got all the upside in the world and Will Levis got all the upside in the world is fooling themselves. You feel me? Yeah, you could say Josh Allen came in with a terrible completion percentage and he turned it around. That's one far few of many. There's been many QBs that came in, you know what I mean, with all the athleticism in the world and couldn't do a lick in the NFL. And for you to have that proven commodity, because they literally had an arms race for Deshaun Watson, only for a year later, everybody just say, nah, we straight on another MVP, another young quarterback. It's crazy, but I low-key think Lamar going to wait till another quarterback get hurt in training camp or something like that, you know, before he, I guess, gives a decision whether he want to play for a year and whatnot, but it is a crazy situation. I don't really know what's going to happen. I'm just waiting. I'm just watching like everyone else. Obviously, going to transition into LeBron, him talking about his son situation. Me personally, I mean, I keep up with Bronny. Not, you know, everything that he does, but I do see the headlines, them making him, you know, them officially making him a five-star prospect and, you know, what LeBron's saying. On one hand, I saw it. When LeBron said that, I saw it as, you know, if you're talking to, like, any other father, you know, watching, you know, a basketball game, and they'd be like, well, I think my kids can probably play better than them. I took it like that a little bit. But, again, I can see where LME's coming from. Like, let's slow down a bit. You feel me? He got a job, prove himself a lot more, you know, because, again, I just want him to be a high-level role player when he comes into the league. I'm not even expecting him to be a star, a buddy superstar, none of that. I just want him to be a high-level role player, you feel me? But that's my only expectation. I don't know what's going to happen in a year or two when he does get into the league, and I don't know the expectations that he's facing. You know what I mean? But I think he's going to embrace it, you know, even though he knows his father is going to hype him up and try to boost his stock, you know, to the next level, as, you know, LeBron should. No slight to him, you know what I mean? I really just want to see how Bronny is going to handle it. I know he knows he's going to have a target on his back. Other players going to think he in the league just because of his father, and I think, you know, it's going to be like a small chip on his shoulder, hopefully. Like you said, El Meeks, he don't take that Austin Rivers route where he go from being a prodigy to just being a bench guy at the end of the bench. You know what I mean? A motivational speaker at the end of the bench. You know, so it's a interesting situation. I'll say that. You know, as far as to your question, Blue Meeks, about the should players carry a gun? Absolutely no. First off, you make way too much money, you feel me, nowadays, even with base salaries in the NFL. I mean, not in the NFL, but in the NBA, your base salary is at least $1.5 million or higher. Like, that's just a base salary for a low-level player. Like, not to mention 10-day contracts get above $50,000, $60,000. I mean, that's just 10 days you playing in the league. That's not to mention the per diem that they give you, you know, for food and for, you know, for your hotel stay and whatnot. So you really don't even have to spend money like that. You can pay an off-duty cop, you feel me, to be your personal security. Michael Jordan had four security guards that travel with him. You feel me? Like, you make way too much money. LeBron does not have to do that. Like, he does not have to act like Ja Morant. Why? Because he makes too much money. Like, at the end of the day, you're a brand. Like, your name means something. You feel me? And when you go into company meetings, if all they can think when somebody says your name to them, they automatically think about the last situation and the last headline that you was in, and it said gun. They're going to be like, nah, we're all right. Only reason why they're giving Ja Morant a second chance, not to say he doesn't deserve one, is because they've put a lot of money into him. I mean, it's like you're too big to fail. You feel me? Like, he's a young star still. He's one of the faces of the league, one of the faces of his team. You feel me? He got commercials. He got a sneaker deal. Like, it's a lot of money put into him, which is why they're trying to rehabilitate his image. I just pray for him. You feel me? I don't even care about the basketball stuff. He'll be all right with that. I'm just praying he get his head on straight and he figure out what he want to do, you feel me, in life, whether he just want to be a hooper or whether he, you know what I mean? I pray that he ain't trying to be the first player to make it out the league, you know? So it's – I feel like no. If you're in a professional sports league, there's no way you should carry a gun. You got too much money to hire personal security. Not even 24/7. Just when you're stepping away from your home. If you have a personal gun at your house, hey, amen to you. Bravo.
Street. Let me ask you this, P-Funk. You're down in Florida. They're talking about two of them, you know, with his concussions. Hearing rumors about maybe, just maybe, the GOAT may come out of retirement and play with the fans. Is this a true statement? Is Tom Brady rumored to be coming back to play with your Dolphins?
Okay. So, as everybody know, I'm a huge Lions and Dolphins fan. You feel me? I actively root for those teams. So I'm tuned into all Dolphins rumors and everything. I mean, who we trying to go after in free agency, what's going on with Tua, you know what I mean, all of that. We do have a quarterback situation, feel me? Because it's people in our front office, you know, that do have, you know, skepticism about Tua being a long-term QB for us. And, again, we all know what our owner wants. He wants a superstar, you know, in his franchise at that quarterback position. Like, he tried to go after Tom Brady last year, which is why we lost our first-round pick this year. So, as far as Tom Brady coming back, I mean, I personally can see it happening just because the owner wants it bad enough. And hey, nothing an NFL commissioner could do to stop that man from getting Tom Brady in Miami, given that he already lives in Florida, for one. And if he just want to scratch that itch for 1 year, you know, it's nothing to for them to move. I mean, granted, if you move on for Tua, it's a huge decision, obviously, and you have to draft a quarterback or try to pay another quarterback, you know, long term. But again, if they bring in Tom Brady, I wouldn't be mad at it, because sure, to see my team win a Super Bowl is all I ever care for. I mean, I do have certain lines I draw. Like, I would have never without the Deshaun Watson. Like, I value character in a person. But to get Tom Brady and possibly win a Super Bowl, given that our division isn't that strong, hey, I'm for it. You know, God bless Tua. He's a great man and everything. But we're talking about on the field here and what you can accomplish on the field. And he can't seem to stay on the field. Like, he literally is taking karate classes to learn how to fall. I don't know what grown man is taking karate classes to learn how to fall, but God bless him. Hope he can, you know, do well in another franchise if it does come to that.
Wow. Wow. Man, we thank you, P. P, let me ask you this before we let you go. One more question. Was that a good signing for Derek Carr and the Saints?
Derek Carr? Come on now, Daniel Jones? These the people you want to invest that much money in? That's all I can say about it. It's like, what? This the person you're investing $100 million guaranteed in? Come on now. I thought we wanted to win here, fellas. I guess not, you know. I guess you just want to stick with, you know, the company, man. You know what I mean? And not actually bring in talent. You know, so, I mean, God bless the Saints. You know, I guess they figured out how to make $150 million poop into, you know, poop in the thin air, you know, with that cap situation. But God bless them. I would have never did it, but, you know, hey, to each his own.
Oh, we thank you, P.
I do want
to
hear
your opinion. One more thing. Go ahead. Oh, I told you. It reminds me of a movie I saw before with Brett Favre. I'm not.
But Meeks, how
if he goes, he
say,
goes.
How your man gonna come out and say, "I'm not trying to be like that. I'm a mentor, Jordan Love. I'm not gonna go to the Jets, and I'm not gonna be Brett Favre." And then just completely, it's like 2.0. It's like you're watching a rerun. Like, it's crazy, you know?
Man. And if you're so indecisive, he's going to have another – I knew it. He's going to have another year like last year if we keep having these off-season distractions. The other two with the MVP, those weren't too many distractions. It was just they drafted a quarterback, and it motivated him or whatever. But last year with the new contract and if he's going to come back and things like that, so it's up in the air. I think I 50-50. And honestly, I think we need to just move on from it, give what we can, and just start rebuilding, because he's about to be 40 years old. So, you know, let's just move on and try to get better.
Thank you.
Thank you, P. And as always, P, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Appreciate it, sir. Stay safe.
No doubt. Man, let me see if I can get my mans in here. Trey, you in the building, baby. Can you talk tonight?
Yeah, I got a few minutes, man. What's cracking with you, man?
Oh, man, I'm just so glad to get you on, man. And it's an honor to get this young man on, man, because in a minute he's going to be one of the hosts, man. So I just want to get your thoughts, man, on the Ja Morant situation and the Lamar Jackson. With his contract situation, what do you think, man? I know you've been tuning in to the show.
Yes. I'm going to be honest, man. I really haven't followed too much of that Ja Morant. It's kind of some ignorant shit, so I kind of just stay away from millionaire problems. So I don't have really too much intel about the Ja Morant, but I do have something to say about Lamar. And I've listened to your host. And I know for most of your hosts, probably we're all around the same age. So I'm going to just say this to Lamar. My personal opinion, I love the dude. He should get paid. But I would say to the audience, I would say to your crew, I would say to the announcers, the people speaking, let's not forget this whole concept. Only realistically, 5 to 7 real franchises. And what I mean by that is there's only this 5 to 7 are great and good businessmen. And a few of them are Pittsburgh Steelers. The, I would say next would probably be the Patriots. I would say the Broncos. I would say the Chiefs. And I would say one that I will say for sure, the Baltimore Ravens. The problem Lamar has is he's in a good franchise. They're not fucking with that contract. Just think about the list that you read earlier and all the people you said got paid, right, and the names that you put in front of Lamar, and go back through those. Derek Carr, yes, $150 million for 4 years. Only $100 million is guaranteed. That's $25 million a year. Okay, Daniel Jones, some million, but only $60 million is guaranteed. In 2 years, the Giants can wave his ass away, right? Look at these people. Look at the organizations that papered up these quarterbacks. Kyler Murray, yes, we all agree, garbage. It's a bad contract, but it's the Arizona Cardinals. Never won a Super Bowl. Not a good organization. In fact, 1 year, you remember they hired a black coach and didn't let him pick anybody. He got came Josh Rosen, and they fired the black coach, got rid of Josh Rosen, and the following year picked Kyler Murray, got rid of that coach 3 years later. So the Cardinals are not a good organization. Cleveland Browns, the only good thing I can say is they got the men they want, but that's not a good organization. Never has been. So when you start looking at these situations with Lamar, he's just in a situation where he's in one of these organizations that I'm telling you that don't fuck around. Remember, the Ravens won 2 Super Bowls in me and your era with Trent Dilfer and Joe Flacco, and they didn't get that kind of money. And at one point in time, Flacco was the highest paid, no doubt. But I think to Lamar, it's just a bad situation, and I have to agree. I don't want to say they're going to put the tag on them where ain't nobody going to fuck with them, but at the end of the day, that's why the Ravens are who they are. See, I'm a Raider fan. We fuck with garbage contracts. We pay people. We do all kind of shit. We fire coaches. They don't do that. Look how long that one coach has been standing there. So I think in the defense of Lamar, he's just in the wrong organization. And I don't think it's fair for us to look at what everyone else is getting and not dissect what the real contracts are. You know what I mean? L, that's all I'm saying. I think it's unfair, but I really think we need to take a look at these contracts. Kyler Murray, hands down, when you read that list, you absolutely write everything you said. But look at the organizations that's paying that money. They're bad. They're bad. They're not good organizations.
And they'll do anything Lamar, jump out the tree. They'll jump out the tree to make a splash play to keep the people in the stands, huh?
Only good thing I can say about Cleveland is they got the man they want, but look at the organization. Listen, right now the Jets is about to go after Aaron Rodgers with unknown uncertainty and pay this motherfucker $100 million. He might retire next year. But look at the Jets. It's a quarterback's dungeon. Motherfuckers die when they go there. So these are bad organizations. When nobody, none of those teams I named to you earlier would fuck with Aaron Rodgers and that contract at 39 years old, except for teams that are bad organization-wise is what I say. Let's not look at the teams. Let's look at the organization. Look at Dak. He got paid. The Cowboys is a bad organization. Look at the people that got paid, and look at the organization is all I'm saying. You don't – good organization – listen, L and the crew, you've never heard these kind of issues in Pittsburgh. You've never heard these kind of issues with the Patriots. You never hear these kind of issues. Look at what happened to Russell, and they turned around and signed Sean Payton. And I promise you, if Russell fucks up again, he's gone. Broncos ain't playing that shit, man. So these organizations, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, the Baltimore Ravens, which I will say, with a coach that's been standing, how long has Harbaugh been there? 19 years? Probably
yeah,
third on the list of long-standing coaches. They GMs, they don't be fucking up. They're not giving Lamar $200 million, regardless of, and I can't make the comparison to the other quarterbacks. There's no possible way. And so I would just say that. I'm not saying, I'm not trying to convince anybody, but I'm saying of being watching this shit for over 30 years, I've learned, as you know, I'm a Raider fan. We're not a good organization. That's why we don't win. But you're talking about a consistent organization that is always in the playoffs, always has a chance to win, and has always built their system on running the ball and playing defense.
Let me ask you this, Rizzy, switching gears. Do you think these professional athletes should be carrying guns?
Absolutely. I think when you're at, let's say this, when you're at a superstar status of Ja Morant, absolutely not. When you can afford to pay top flight security to be around you. And I just think, again, like me and you said many times, I think as people we must understand they're entertainers. And when they're entertainers, when he's with the ball in his hand, he's phenomenal. Now he's trying to come to a life that we all trying to get away from. That's on him. The man has two parents in his home. His dad's at every home game, most of his away games. He just has bad people around him. You know, but no one at a superstar status should be walking around playing with guns. Zero. But, hey, listen, him. You know what I mean? They'll show him better than they can tell him. They'll show him. Well, you can cancel the Grizzlies season over. That's a wrap. They went from number 2 seed to probably first round knockout.
Yeah, it's just bad karma.
They already
one
dropped.
Kid Clark towards ACL. I mean, towards Achilles, and Steve Adams is still hurt. So, yeah, they taking a beat.
Yeah,
they might be in the play-in.
The Grizzlies is a wrap. You know what I mean? They can't overcome this. Hey, listen. About football, as I say to the people, good structured organizations don't deal with this. They don't deal
right.
with this, man. The Grizzlies, this became relevant. This
wow.
motherfucker get on national TV and say, we ain't worried about nobody in the West. It ain't been the same since.
Damn. Trizzy, let me ask you this. Did you hear about LeBron James and his tweet about his son?
I have not heard about that, man. I didn't hear about that. What went on? You know I'm waiting on you to ask me a question about my Raiders.
I already asked you about that. Let me ask you this. LeBron James tweeted out that his son right now in the 12th grade is better than some of these guys that's playing NBA basketball. Do you agree with that statement?
If it was my son, I'll say the same. It's entertainment. You sell the product will be bought. Now, no one cares if it's right or wrong. Who gives a fuck? We'll never know, right? But it's a basketball game. LeVar Ball said the same about his son. So if it's my product and I have it, I'm going to tell you it's the best. Controversy sells. The product is so it doesn't matter. You got one shoe over here that's a Nike, and you got another shoe that's Ike, and they're the same shoe. What you gonna buy based upon what? What they tell you. So LeBron telling you his son just as good. Guess what people gonna believe? His son is just as good. I think it's great advertisement. I asked any of your callers, would they not do the same for their son?
I said it. Good job of big up of your son. But do you think that it's fact? That's what I'm asking.
Hell no, it ain't fact. I mean, I'm sure
okay,
if there's some bum niggas in the league. it's some bum niggas in the league. We know that. But at the same time, I mean, what are we really talking about? What's the whole final point of it? Like, it's something we'll never know, right? I mean, we know he ain't leaving until he play with his son, and that's what's going to happen.
Right. Right. Again, I said put an NBA player in a high school game and see what happens. Put LeBron James Jr. in an NBA game and seeing what happens. He's talking about right now at this present moment, not in 2 years. In 2 years he may be, but we're talking about right now as a high school senior.
Could he hit the open shot? Penetrate kick, can he hit the wide open shot? I mean, we don't play defense anymore.
This is the only thing I'm saying.
You don't think he could play against the Detroit Pistons or the Houston Rockets?
No, he cannot. He can barely play it. He can barely hit 20. He don't even hit over 10 points a game, every 15 to 20 points a game in high school.
Yeah, well, high school is different because the game is packed in. It's a different game. Minutes play a different.
See,
really? I mean, come on, let's not forget now. I mean, I grew up playing ball
this,
all my life.
This
my league scored all season. He only averaged 18 points.
This my thing, though, Trey. This the only thing I'm saying. 18 points back then is like 25 now. Because guys played defense back then. And it was harder to get the shot, and guys wasn't ours, and everybody wasn't shooting threes back then either. So it's equivalent to 18 points is equivalent to 25 today. But I'm saying, you and I have watched enough high school basketball or basketball period, and I've watched this kid over the years. Maybe I have a little bit of edge because I've seen him since sixth grade, and I've seen his draft class. And again, it's guys who's been number one. Player of the year, Imani Bates, an example. He couldn't take it at Memphis. Got exposed. Now he's at Eastern Michigan. That's all I'm saying. I don't think he can go to the NBA. I mean, you and I can go to the NBA right now and hit a jump shot because they don't play no defense. I'm talking about a game. I don't think he can do it. Anybody can get out there and go ahead.
I think everything boils down to what system you were allowed to be in. I was just talking about today, looking at the Kentucky players, and the only one that didn't make it was Knox. But what people don't understand about Kentucky is most of them motherfuckers is out of here after year one. He was someone that should have stayed 3 or 4 years, but being in Kentucky, staying 3 or 4 years is like a failure. That's the pressure it puts upon you. Right? Knox went to New York. If he'd have stayed 2 more years, he'd probably be a better player. He wasn't. But the rest of them Kentucky boys, I don't care what nobody say. Anybody coming out of Kentucky, they balling in the NBA, except for Knox. So I think it applies to the system that you go into. I think it applies. You need all the right things to fall in place, you know. That's why I said again about your boy Aaron Rodgers. Why would you want to go to the Jets? That's a dead end for all quarterbacks. You die over there. But I understand.
Trey.
And you sell tickets. Now, I have to say this.
Trey,
why haven't you talked to me about Carr?
Again, Derek Carr to the Saints. Good move or bad move?
Good move. What you think for $25 million a year?
So what did you?
What's
the situation with the Raiders?
Does it even matter? We in the league with Patrick Mahomes and Sean Payton. What good is it? Hey,
man,
you
better
stop
giving Sean Payton so much credit.
No. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. Sean Payton. I mean, you know what I'm witnessing now, and I say again to the people who know what I'm talking about. We're watching the Patriots all over again. I'm just watching it with the Chiefs. Calls going their way. They've chosen someone. They've chosen someone. So you talking to a Raider fan, does it even matter? That's what we're dealing with.
You still bitter over the Tuck rule. Let me stop.
I ain't bitter over the Tuck Rule. I know entertainment. See, listen, my last note, right? Is T-Roy on that phone still?
No, T-Roy had to get off. He's at Junior's college tournament
game. Listen to this. I got a few buddies that coach NFL. Check this out. There's 32 teams. Right now, you, me, and your people that you got can all sit on this phone. And right now in March, March 8th, we could eliminate 20 goddamn teams right now that have no chance of winning the Super Bowl in January of 2024, February of 2024, right now. Wrong or right?
Straight.
Exactly. So my point being, it ain't but a few that's going to win it anyway. So, no, we're not paying Carr $40 million to be our quarterback. For what? We already seen 9 years of it. I wish him the best.
A bad
I
rap,
hated to
man.
See how it went. I hate to see how it go. But, look, he just joined the NFC South, and he's the best quarterback in that division.
He got a tail.
Please, because we talk about this all the time. Read the contract. 25, only 100 is guaranteed. That's 25 a year. That's the real contract.
So 2 years. Yeah. He better do something in 2 years. Just like Daniel Jones. They got 2 years.
Hey, they can look at Daniel Jones all they want to. In 2 years, they can pay him $60 million, and he's done. Listen, Geno Smith gets $52 million of his money, and they're done.
Yeah, after 2 years. On a three-year deal.
Go back to what I'm saying. When we talk about Lamar, don't bring these clown names up with him because it ain't real money. And you can't compare him to Kyler Murray because you're talking about the Baltimore Ravens and then you're talking about the Arizona Cardinals that ain't never won shit.
That's bad.
And you know when I say shit, meaning they win 1 year and the next 4 years they don't make the playoffs. Remember how they got Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
What did they finish? Number one.
Yeah. Same year.
So remember why Cleveland was able to pay Deshaun Watson. And let's not talk about, I was hoping T-Roy would win the last time the Cowboys did something so they can pay Dak that.
Man.
Patriots got seven, L. They got seven. Kansas City, look at the list you just read today. Patrick Mahomes is fifth.
Yeah. Yeah, if he's fifth per year. 45.
When has Tom Brady ever been top? Doesn't work.
Yeah, 1 year, that's it. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, he's been to five AFC championships, three fucking Super Bowls, and got two. And he only going into his sixth year of the league. Hasn't changed the coach. Hasn't changed the coordinator. Damn, everybody else moving coordinators every 2 years. You can't. Come on, man. You've always been a hard guy on Lamar anyway, though. You didn't think he should have got paid.
No,
you was never
not,
a fan of Lamar.
No, I did not. But now, because of these other guys getting paid, I think he should get paid because he's done more than these other guys.
But remember, again, I'm going to tell you one thing, the viewers and the people listening and all of us got to understand. We can't make everything about color. And we can't make everything about how we feel. You got to look at the business nature, and you got to look at the organization, how they operate. And you know, like me and you, I think we probably sat at one and watched it. They've won two Super Bowls in I've seen third quarterback behind you. Not the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
And, in fact, I can only remember two coaches since I've been watching the Ravens.
Yeah.
Two. And in the Raiders, we didn't get two coaches in 5 years.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So when you start understanding how this thing operates across the board, then things start making sense. But, yes, I do think Lamar, I hate to see he's not getting paid. I admire that he is not getting an agent and all of that. But at the end of the day, you're talking about the Ravens. They're not fucking with that. We're not giving you Deshaun money. We're not the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
We're not drafting Baker Mayfield.
Right. Good point.
We're not
picking
up Odell Beckham. We're not fucking with that. We're not rotating coaches every 2 years and 3 years and moving. No, we're not doing that. No.
Yeah.
We stick to what we – Ozzie Newsom's been there since the 90s, goddammit.
Since they came to Baltimore.
Early 2000s. Over 20 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two coaches in 20 years. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what Lamar's fucking with. You fucking with that real shit. That every year they're relevant. Yeah, every year they're relevant.
T. Rizzo, you got to stay on the line, man. We got to do the big dummy of the day. So you got to hear it, man. You got to stay on. We're gonna keep you on. And you already know
all
who
right,
the
man.
Big dummy of the day is.
You. Love your show, man. I
no
appreciate
doubt.
You. I'm sorry if I went off on a tangent.
Oh no,
but I think sometimes we got to look
man.
At things a little differently.
No doubt. Hell of a call, T. Rizzo. And as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Whole lot of girlfriends. I love that.
You
too.
Already
all right,
know.
All right, El Boogie. Love you. I'm going to stay on.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we got our big dummy of the day, and it goes to a young man who's down in the play where they call it. Hey, I see what they call it down there. Face age pimping. They call it space
right.
age pimping down there.
Yes,
they call
sir.
It space
yes,
age
sir.
Down there with my mans in them, MJZ and A Ball. He down there in Glendale, Colorado, at a gentleman's club with his shirt off, waving a damn handgun, like he rest in peace, like he Young Dolph for somebody. Like he, you know what I'm saying? Yo, money bags or somebody, man. Like he money bags or something. So for March 8th, you've been suspended indefinitely. Ja Morant, you are the big dummy of the day. I'm sorry. Yes, Jai got to be the dummy of the day, ICE. He has to be. I don't care if he's young. I don't care if he's old. Everybody gets it. Even El Boogie, I gave it to myself one time. So if I can get it, doggone it, Ja Morant can get it. You know what I mean, ICE?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's that time of the show, ICE. You got any shout-outs for it before we get out of here?
Hey, man, shout-out to the Dream Team, man. Great show again, man. Hey, if LeBron James come back, baby, it's going to be something interesting, baby, going down. Ain't no clear-cut favorite, but you got to watch out for Denver. The Joker got to win, get to the championship if he gets the MVP this year. The streets just talking. Ah.
Man, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to my man, Zanell, D-Mac, his birthday tomorrow. Shout-out, D-Mac. Ooh-wee. He almost 50. So I want to give a shout out to my man D-Mac. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man Lil B. He was tuning in. My man Rob, he in Phoenix, but he in VA. He from VA, though. He from Cleveland, but he live in VA. I want to give a shout out to Trizzy Trey. I want to give a shout out to my man P-Funk. Shout out to Siegel. Everybody tuning in. Hey, shout out to all the teams that's punching a ticket. I want to give you a shout-out in advance to the guys, to all 68 teams who are going to make March Madness, and we're going to holler about it next Wednesday, get our brackets together, special edition show. Can't wait. Hopefully all his members of the Dream Team will be on, man. I want to give a shout-out to everybody, man, as far as the Dream Team who put it all together, OG the Buck, Styles the God, ICE, T Rizzy, and myself, L Boogie Man. As always, picture us rolling. Don't forget, if you want to go back and listen to the show, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, in the search box for DA, the streets is talking. Hey, next Wednesday, 8 p.m., give us a call, 515-605-9750. And as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets!
Fuck up in it. Formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a back to see, so I need to hit the lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they're slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the pot, chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't keep you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump him mad. The time I count the proper kicking, yo, you got the wrong spot. Niggas, I'm clocking. I get the liquor and you can get the female. It's freaking shit that we inflict and get street.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on swollen balls, hog in this pocket, nigga. Picture us rolling.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know, some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Balling on y'all punk ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. I forgot the DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sai, Mogo, Mo Brain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes. Picture me rolling.